Welcome back inside the huddle with Jamie Blacker and Don Stock. Thanks for joining us this morning on this cold day. Hope you're having a good cup of coffee, and we're getting ready to talk some Carroll Cougar girls basketball with head coach Brady Wiles. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, wouldn't be a Saturday without a little Cougar basketball, I don't think. Let's talk a little bit about your girls playing really good basketball. A little struggling on the Western game the other night. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But I think it was a different style, maybe, game for the Cougars, and a little bit of physicality going on in that one.
Yeah, obviously a big win for our program. You know, it was a nice crowd, probably the biggest girls crowd I've seen at Carroll since I've been around. So obviously thank you to the community for coming out. Western's a very good basketball team, very physical, and plays, you know, they play fast. So, you know, they're very junior driven, as well as our team. And, you know, those two classes specifically have played, you know, good basketball over a long period of time, and, you know, had competitive games all along. So, and then you add the senior long, you know, they're a very good team. So it was definitely a big win for us.
Yeah, I would say that long was a big challenge for you, not only in the scoring side of things, but they kind of dominated the boards on their offensive side for a while until you made the adjustment at halftime.
Right, yeah, that was our focus at halftime. I mean, they out-rebounded us by 12 in the first half. I heard you say on your program that they outshot us 37-20. So for us to be ahead by 5 and all those things happen, you know, we felt pretty decent going into the second half. So, you know, the adjustment, we switched Madison on to Long and, you know, just straight double teamed her. And, you know, rebounding was still a little suspect in the second half, but we only got out rebounded by 2 in the second half. So the girls listened and, you know, they bought in and worked really hard. And like I said, it was a big win.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the girls, because the one thing that you've got going for you is that you've got gals on your team who understand what their roles are. They play their roles very well, and they know that if they do, you're going to win, and that's pretty hard to get across to young people.
Yeah, I mean, they've really have bought in. You know, we've vocalized multiple times. You know, you typically know what you're going to get out of Valley. You typically know what you're going to get out of Madison. It is 3 through 7, 8 is what's going to make the difference. And, you know, Jamila Tillman, she's averaged a double-double over the last 4 to 5 games. I mean, just really working hard and playing high-level basketball. You know, Laney steps up in the Clinton Central game. So, you know, when you get multiple people understanding their roles and buying in and playing hard, you know, good things happen.
Let's talk a little bit about, before we get to Allie, I want to save her for last. Let's talk about Laney. Laney had a little hard time on Thursday night against Western. But, man, I don't think that there's a girl in the county that plays 100%, 100 miles an hour as Laney Johnson does.
Yeah, Laney obviously struggled in the first half, and she was pretty down on herself because of the foul right before half. She showed a lot of maturity and came out firing in the third and fourth quarter. And, you know, she didn't have her best game by any means. But when somebody plays that hard, good things happen. And, like I said, she showed a lot of maturity and you know, grabbed 5 or 6 rebounds in the second half. So that was big for us.
Well, here's what separates you from the rest of the group and why you're in the top 10 in 2A girls basketball. Reagan Gleason isn't your scorer. She does what she's supposed to do. But if she's sitting out on the wing open, she gets the ball tossed to her because the gals have a lot of confidence in her abilities, and usually she drains them. I think that says a lot for your team.
Yeah. Yeah, Reagan's been a huge addition to our team. A senior that's strong and shows a lot of toughness, really understands the role. I mean, she's our best defender. And, you know, we're giving up 10 less points a game than we were last year. And yes, it is a team effort, but, you've got to highlight Reagan in that area. So as far as the jump shot, I mean, she's a very, very good shooter from 15 feet. So we hope they keep leaving her open.
Well, I'm not going to talk about Allie yet because I'm going to talk about you. Well, I tell you what, in that ball game, you had some great timeouts at really pivotal times and made some adjustments on the fly as gals were having a little bit of struggling coming down the home stretch. So congratulations on your job helping the team through also.
Thank you. We have a very good coaching staff. I mean, a previous D1 player, a previous college athlete, and, Mr. Bostic that has a girl playing in the Big Ten. So I'm very blessed with brilliant basketball minds, and they're not afraid to give their opinion. So I'm very blessed.
Well, now let's talk about the player, Allie Harness. I mean, you're not going to do anything but say that. She's a top 10 scorer in the girls' basketball program in the state of Indiana. Thursday night, not only did she get her 22 points, you know, she averages 24. She had some great assists as Long pulled off to get the easy layup on the either side. She is definitely a Miss Basketball candidate, and I know Hoosierland TV, we're ready to do our job to make sure everybody in the neighborhood knows about it.
Yeah, I mean, Allie for sure speaks for herself. Her leadership and her work ethic are what sets her apart from, you know, any athlete that I've ever been a part of. We're having to tell her to go home and having to tell her to quit shooting baskets on Sunday so she can get rested up for the game on Monday or Tuesday. So, I think this year specifically she's made the people around her better, and she's really bought into defense, and she's one of our top defenders, and in my opinion one of the best on ball defenders in the area now. And we couldn't say that a year ago. So, you know, you credit her work in the weight room and a lot of work that no one sees. So definitely a special player and very lucky to have her.
We're speaking with Coach Brady Wiles, the coach of the Carroll Cougars girls basketball program. Coach, you're 3-0 in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. You got another matchup this afternoon, I believe, at Taylor at 2:30. Are the girls hungry? Where are you at in the program? How do you feel about some of these games coming up? Very winnable games for Carroll, that's for sure. But do you take a chance in overlooking some of these teams at this point, you know, being one of the top 10 teams in the state of Indiana?
Well, we've mentioned all along that our goal is to progress throughout the season to be ready for a very tough sectional. Even in some lopsided games that are very possible and, you know, coming up, we have to get better. We have to develop depth. We have to develop our defense even further and work on our half-court offense. And, you know, the girls truly understand that. And, the non-conference games coming up, if we don't use those to get better for the postseason, then, we're making a mistake. So they're hungry, and they know the goals ahead, and, it's all about the process.
Don and I talked about that earlier in the program, sectional 38, 2A sectional. Some of the teams that will be in there will be, with Carroll, will be Clinton Prairie, Covington, Seeger, Lafayette Central Catholic, and Delphi. Might be one of the toughest sectionals in the state. It's going to take all season to prepare for that, right, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've said multiple times, Clinton Prairie's got our number the last 4 years. They oppose a challenge right there. And then, Central Catholic coming up to 2A, always a traditionally, state powerhouse. So, and then you have, a senior leading team from Seeger that's, undefeated at this point. So, it's a great sectional. It should be fun. A lot of good basketball will be played in late January, early February.
Another thing Don and I were talking about off air this morning before we got started is the state of some of the programs in the area. Carroll's one of them that's very benefited by playing a lot of girls basketball over the years on Sunday afternoons at Clinton Prairie. I think you're in the Legacy League right now. But the Carroll Cougars have done a great job, you know, preparing their young athletes to play at a varsity level, and it's showing. And can you talk a little bit about that, Coach, and where you're at this year with all your younger teams?
Yeah. All of our third through seventh grade is at Legacy, and eighth grade's at Clinton Prairie. You know, it takes a lot of people buying in to build a program, and that's what we have right now, and that's what we've had for 4 to 5 years now. So, you know, it's great. We went over last weekend or the weekend before and watched them, you know, youth basketball, and, you know, we're excited. There's a lot of pieces coming, you know, to reload and rebuild what happens after the junior class leaves. So it's exciting. And like I said, you know, as the head varsity coach, you're very lucky and you're very blessed to have, you know, a great group of people that is bought into what you believe in and a community that buys in. And, you know, that's what it takes to build a program. And, like I said, I'm very blessed to have those people.
And Don, if you didn't know, I coached against her last year. I think there's another Harness girl coming. It's a sixth grader. So the pipeline is not dry.
There's a few of them. There's some cousins, and there's a sixth grader and a first or second grader, and then there's some cousins in there. So there's four or five coming.
Well, Coach, I want to say I go back to the days of, I guess you could say, me playing in the junior high level at Frankfort. I shouldn't say playing, sitting the bench. But when Coach Milholland came to our practice, it meant a lot. And I'm sure that it means a lot to the girls when they see their varsity coach coming to watch them play or come to a practice, or even just what you did on Thursday night, those young gals getting to come out and shoot around while your girls were down in the locker room, and then halftime doing a scrimmage game amongst themselves. It means a lot to them, and it means a lot to the program. Hats off to the Carroll Cougars for taking care of your younger kids.
Yeah, that was definitely exciting. And, you know, as exciting as it was for those elementary girls to, you know, get to play on the varsity court in front of all those people, I mean, it brings energy and excitement to our team as well. But we have great young girls that that are great examples in the community for them. So, you know, Wagner, Harness, Johnson, I mean, they're all great people to look up to. So it's exciting.
Thanks, Coach, for being on this morning. We'll get you back on here in a few weeks, maybe around your tournament time. Excited to hear where Carroll's going to be at this season, and thanks for being on.
Yeah,